Johnny Come Lately, August 11, 2021, by Justice Anna Vaughn writes, Big Lake, Alaska. Many of you have asked about the $500 trillion lawsuit and wanted me to comment. The people bringing these charges don't have standing. The things they are objecting to are certainly true, but if you don't have standing to bring charges, you don't have standing, so, it's useless. Standing is a matter of jurisdiction and capacity, and none of these clueless people have bothered to correct their political status. So, at best, they will be ignored, or at worst, misidentified as insurrectionists. All their orders will fall on deaf ears, because they don't have standing. They haven't got a clue what it takes to establish standing, either, and won't learn or listen. We have done everything that is necessary, have raised all the complaints and charges, acquired all the liens, etc., 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 and they don't have a clue. So, that's the sorry state of affairs revealed by Scott Workman's diatribe. For starters, he states, due process has now been served upon you. Dash, that's not due process. Due process is what I did for years, three notices with proper curing time and service at each and every step. The organizers of this lawsuit are correct that this situation is an ongoing criminal enterprise, but they have no clue whatsoever what they are up against or what is necessary. They are not even in our jurisdiction, and they are pushing this crap as a declaration of restoration as a citizen of the United States. This is nonsense. These people are so clueless that they don't recognize that a citizen of the United States is a municipal citizen of the District United States, not an American, not anyone with any right or claim to anything related to the original declaration, not anyone with standing to pursue such claims. It is pathetic that these wannabes are here spouting all this, wasting all their words and money, and courting arrest as insurrectionists, when they think that they are in charge. It doesn't work like that. You have to take the time and make the effort and learn the ropes and gain the standing to bring charges and give orders. They haven't done any of the homework required. I am sorry for Scott Workman, because he clearly recognizes what is wrong, but he hasn't put in the time and effort and analysis to address it. All he is going to do is give the rats an excuse to clamp down and otherwise cause trouble out of ignorance. He is also making promises that he has no authority to guarantee. In fact, he has no indemnity at all. Like many other Americans, he has awakened like a hibernating bear and made insupportable assumptions about his own condition and the world around him, assumptions that are foolhardy and incorrect. Do not be misled. Stay in your lane and hold the line. Support your state assembly and do not be lured with promises of payoffs, especially tiny payoffs in comparison to what you are truly owed. I can only assume that Scott Workman and his group are unaware of the actual recoupment figures, but in any event, this $500 trillion lawsuit is not something you want to be involved in. Similar to Phil Hudock's solution, these people are not getting the status or jurisdiction right, and that will result in their failure. See this article and over 3,200 others on Anna Vaughn Wright's website. Support Anna's work using PayPal donation. Remedy. Find out how to stop the plunder, robbery, and piracy. If you really are serious about knowing how to restore the republic and your freedom, you need to put some effort into knowing how our freedoms are being robbed from us by fraud, lack of full disclosure, deception, threat, duress, coercion, and intimidation every day of our lives and have been for over 100 years by the criminals who have hijacked our government, wealth, and heritage for their own gain and evil intentions. Are you really required to file a 1040 income tax form with the IRS? Are you really required to obey draconian codes and statutes issued by the so-called federal government? At Anna Vaughn Wright's website you will learn precisely how Americans have been press-ganged into the foreign international jurisdiction of the sea and have as a result been attached, attacked, and deprived of their rights and property under conditions of fraud, semantic deceit, and non-disclosure. At the American States Assembly you will learn the lawful remedies for these problems and crimes committed against Americans. Remember, there is no statute of limitations against the crime of fraud, and that fraud destroys any contract that it touches.